Jeannie's second example of cultural differences in desirable emotional states had to do, ironically, with interpersonal conflict. The data compared European-American and Chinese-American couples who were dating, and it came from research Jeannie had done with Robert Levinson at Berkeley. Because of their views of the self, Westerners value being different from others, whereas Asians value being similar to others, Jeannie reminded us. Westerners value conflict or disagreement more than Asians because it's an opportunity to express their internal state. And therefore, conflict feels better for Westerners than it does for Asians. It feels bad for both groups, but it feels a little better for Westerners. Jeannie's data also showed that there was a continuum based largely on how acculturated the Chinese Americans were. The more Chinese the Chinese Americans were, the less positive emotion they showed during their conflict conversations. "There is a genuine love?" the Dalai Lama asked about the couples. "Yes," Jeannie said. "They say they love each other, and they've been dating each other for at least 1 year, which is a long time for college couples." Jeannie asked the Dalai Lama, "Can you guess what the strongest area of disagreement was for these couples?" "It's the same for both European Americans and Chinese Americans." He thought a long time before answering. A question of marriage? He explained his thinking that the problem might be getting their parents' permission or at least agreement. Jeannie said, "What's interesting, Your Holiness, is that the strongest area of disagreement for both the European American and the Chinese American couples was the same. They were all worried about jealousy. It all had to do with one partner spending too much time with another person." The Dalai Lama brought his reasoned logic to the realm of passion. If human beings are truly rational, and if they are able to utilize their faculty of intelligence well, then in a modern secular society where there is a lot of sexual freedom, there should be less premise for jealousy. "Yes," Jeannie replied, "but we're not rational beings all the time." Jeannie then summed up the reactions of the romantic couples while they talked about some area of conflict in their relationship. She assessed negative reactions such as anger, belligerence, and fighting, as well as positive ones such as affection, happiness, and validation of the other person. "We found that there were no culture differences in the amount of negative emotional responses, but there were differences in the amount of positive ones. The European Americans experienced more positive emotion during conflict than did the Chinese Americans, supporting the notion that in Western cultures, conflict is more desirable than in Asian cultures."